Okay, welcome to today's episode. It's a very special episode because in the previous episode of TDK, Sean keep talking about Hokkien Mee.
Wow, Chow Chow has literally the best Hokkien Mee.
Wow, that's the worst speech ever.
No, the best Hokkien Mee you eat, okay, okay. Tom cry.
And you guys keep commenting about it, so we decided we're going to go and try it. So because Volkswagen has...
It's Volkswagen.
Volkswagen, okay. So Volkswagen has... it's so unnatural. Okay, so Volkswagen is the sponsor of today's episode. And in collaboration, right, with them, since we got a car right there, as you can see. It's the ID4 GTX. So we're going to use that car to go around Singapore. And we're going to try the best Hokkien Mee that you guys have voted for in the north, south, east and west. And we're going to let you know which is the best.
Yes. Let's go. Okay, so I've had the car for a few days now, but it's their first time checking out the car. So what do you think? Do you like just this now, red?
When she power on the car, this thing moves.
Huh? Yeah, so the headlight will adjust.
This is mad.
You know what's the crazy part? When I walk near to the car, as long as the key is in my pocket, right? The car turns itself on and unlocks itself.
Oh, wow.
Makes you realize how shit our cars are.
Can I just say something that I really, really love, right? Is this little light, right, at the handle. Because sometimes when you're at night, right, you don't want to be like, then got fingerprint everywhere, right? Then you have to use microfiber cloth and clean. Now, right, light here, you know exactly where to open. Damn sure.
I don't know what it represents, but when you got GTX, or like GT,
it's the more powerful version.
Car.
Okay.
Not bad, quite cute. Okay, okay, let's go.
Interior.
Hey, what? The door handle also?
Just... Sorry, this one Dan already say.
Aiya, Dan.
Yes.
Welcome.
Second time in our lives.
What the hell?
Welcome to the interior.
Wow.
Seat belts, please.
Wait, why is the chair moving?
Hey, I don't need the leg movement.
No,
it just moved by itself.
So this is your comfort position, which like you can set the memory to. Because when the door open, right, you're gonna exit, the chair moves back to give you more space.
Why is it so nice to me?
How about me? What do I have?
I don't feel like
you have leg room because there's no transmission tunnel because of EV, right? You can put all your bags on the floor.
That's a huge amount of space.
It's so cute, the pedal. It says pause and play.
Yo, touchscreen.
Touchscreen light? Oh right. My gosh.
Ready.
All right.
Off we go. Also, the gear shifters.
Oh, wow. Seatbelt. Everybody wear seatbelt.
Already.
Yeah.
We always say fine.
Oh, sorry. We only managed to move like 2 meters because this
sick
is now.
Roblox.
More time together.
But the brakes feel really good.
No, you know what's the best part? I'm not even stepping on the brake right now.
Ah?
Because this brake, like I said, is essentially the handbrake, right? So the moment the car hits like 0 km/h, then it essentially just stops.
So no, now you're not pressing anything?
I'm not pressing anything.
Oh.
No, but it took a bit of getting used to because I'm used to driving petrol cars, right? And it's like I constantly have to step my foot on the brake.
Very tiring.
Then eventually when the auto hold button came out, the everyone's like, wow. But then this one is like, don't even need to press anything.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go!
That's a crazy
one. So smooth. But then suspension, no, compared to ours. Should go down there.
You don't feel anything.
Yeah, usually I was going to look.
So because we're trying to step up the food game also, right? And to make it like understandable for our audiences, right? Should we break down like the mechanics of how to rate what a good Hokkien Mee?
I agree.
Okay.
Let's do it.
First thing first is the noodle lah. Huh?
Okay, so some people like it dry, some people like it wet. So then how do we determine which is better?
Dry or wet is the flavoring and the sauce, right? But I think the noodle itself, one critical component is that there has to be a slight char to it.
Wok hei!
Correct. No, but you must actually see a bit of the black bag.
Yeah, on the noodle.
That one is correct.
There are some scholarly school of thoughts with regards to Hokkien Mee, right?
Wow.
That it must be eaten tapout.
Yes!
To give it time for the noodle, right, to absorb the juice.
You must have that brown paper feel.
But I don't like. Because I like the juice.
Okay, so the other thing about Hokkien Mee that I'm questioning, right, is must it taste good without the chili? And then you add the chili, right, then it's a different experience.
Yes.
Or is it usually you all just whack the chili mixed together straight away and then that is Hokkien Mee?
I think to me, the chili is essential. It's similar to chicken rice, where you have to rate how good a chicken rice place is with the chili.
But if sometimes it's just the chili is good?
Then that's good enough for me.
No, but if the chili is good and the Hokkien Mee is mediocre, right? It makes a great Hokkien Mee.
Okay, let me rephrase the question. Is Hokkien Mee supposed to be a spicy dish?
But the chili not say very spicy also. Eh?
Yeah. But the chili has so much taste. It's not just spicy. It's so much taste.
How about the amount of prawn? Does that matter?
The liao.
Prawn not important to me. Okay. The sotong not important. Then tauge. Out of get out of plate.
I think pork lard.
Essential.
Must.
Yeah. For some reason, Hokkien Mee prawn always very flat. Right?
Because it cut half.
You know, you can tell how fresh the prawn is, right, by the tail, whether it opens up or whether it's closed.
Right.
And Hokkien Mee prawn always closed. Right?
Open is fresh. Because they try to run away still.
Ready, everybody? 3, 2, 1. Hop. Okay, so we have block 153, Serangoon North,
to try
Xiaoti Hokkien Mee as recommended by you guys.
In fact, it was the most recommended by the viewers.
Oh, very wow, exciting.
Very exciting.
So please, John, we have a challenge before we can eat the food. Can you please receive it?
Wait, is it difficult?
Why our show become like that? Play a game amongst yourself. The loser pays for the next meal.
Ha!
I love and everybody, everyone picks a stick. The one with the shorter stick loses.
So it's a game of luck, like the first
time. Oh, shit. Not gambling god, it's not me.
Okay,
yeah, hey, he's got advantage.
No, so you hold, we
you
draw.
You need to mix, you mix.
Wait, what are you doing? Is he?
Voila, he rigged it.
Okay,
I go first.
Okay, then going first.
Draw a pervasive pool, right? The short one in the middle, because that's the more likely one.
I love an overthinker.
Stop it. Okay.
You don't know whether that's a long or short one.
No idea, no contact.
Oh, I'm not sure either.
Everyone is cut.
Would you like to go next?
Okay, we go same time. So at the same time, we'll find out.
Are you really?
Okay, ready?
Okay.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Is it? I'm not sure.
Nice.
I'm very sure.
How did I lose this one?
He's about to reach for 20 minutes over there.
Go. Okay.
Hey, hungry.
Try the first one. I'll see. I'll stick different color.
Yes, let's go.
Okay. Thank you, Cheryl.
Lunchtime.
I feel like I don't even eat it to know.
The consistency.
I'm so excited.
This is what wins today.
So this is the regular portion that is 550, and then they have a smaller version which is 450.
It's the semi wet kind, but it's not soupy. It's very viscous.
Mm.
Then you don't really taste the taugeh. The taugeh is well cooked, which I'm okay with.
Wow,
good.
Good. The chili is like we mentioned just now, so flavorful but not spicy. So I think it adds a good twist.
But the chili a bit different, huh? It's a sour kind of.
Yes.
I feel like this Hokkien Mee flavor wise, right? The egginess is a bit stronger, but I don't mind it. It's like you can taste the fried egg all over.
Correct.
And I also like that the size of the ingredients is all diced up, right? So every bite you get different things, elements in every mouth.
But it's a lot of egg in it.
I prefer the egg though, because I like it that it breaks up the monotony of the noodles.
Yeah.
It's true, and it reminds me almost like char kway teow kind of feel, or even like a fried rice.
Are we going to rank the stores that we visit today?
Okay, we follow how the Michelin guide used to be.
Okay.
So Ishams will come here.
1 star means if you're around the area, worth trying.
Yeah.
Okay.
2 star means if you are on the way, it's worth a slight detour.
Mm. Okay.
And 3 star means this is a destination worth going to make a trip for.
Yeah.
Can give half?
You know,
so 1, 2, 3 star.
You don't see Michelin give half?
Wait. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
2.
Three. Okay.
So right now the total score is 9.
9.
Which makes it. Okay, so the next destination we're heading to is the best of the south, which is called Hong Heng Fried Sotong Prawn Mee.
Sounds legit. This kind of name I trust.
River Valley,
Okay, so.
But salty, no experience.
Okay, guys, so we have some food in our bellies ready. We got your energy. One of the other things that we actually need to do is write a song for
Xiaobo.
If you check in the back, there's a little something.
Oh!
Oh shit!
Wow! No way!
By the way, this thing opens.
You can access the...
What? Right.
Then what was your plan?
It's a ski hatch.
I thought it's on top.
Oh, it's on top, bro. But what the heck? You've driven this car for how long already?
In 3 days.
Have you had to charge it?
I charged it for the shoot. So I think so far I've driven, it takes up about 15-20% of the battery every day. But I do drive quite lengthy because I drive my partner to work with all the way to Jurong, and then to office, and then after that go out for dinner and all that.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. So I do drive quite a bit in a day.
What was the total range I expected for this?
For this car specifically, the GTX version is above 500. But then for the Pro version, which I assume is the one that more people would get, is the more standard version. So that one is 550 km.
Right. Wow.
But I mean, of course, it varies depending on your driving style
that's petrol, Right.
That's about 30-liter petrol.
But the crazy part is that now is, for example, right, if I go to have dinner, a lot of shopping malls already have the charger and they have the fast charger as well.
Yeah.
So it's literally, I plug my car, I go eat dinner, I come back, right, then I can continue driving.
I feel like that's such an unfair advantage. You always get parking lots.
Yes.
Wow, annoying,
Every time I go to malls now, it's just 6 empty lots, 12 empty lots.
Then right in front of the lift, cannot, these guys need to use your electricity, put them a bit further from the lift, The rest of us hustling,
Wait, our drive is only 15 minutes, we need to make a song.
Okay, so we need to write a song in 15 minutes.
Zero to 100 in an instant. The symbol that's important is presenting your first.
Hello, kids. We're gonna learn about EVs.
Wow.
Today's knowledge is on electric vehicles.
She's willing to do it all. She goes the distance.
She shows me the world.
I can see the moon right through her.
Okay.
And 1, 2, and take it away, Dan!
She goes 0 to 100 in an instant. She goes back and forth, anticipating my movement. Who is she? Volkswagen. She likes it big, how about 20 inches? She's sensitive to the touch and zone with my motions. Who is she? Volkswagen. She's willing to do it all. She goes the distance. She shows me the world. I can see the moon right through her. She keeps me safe, don't know what I'll do without her. She gives me space, she stays in the lane. She's beautiful. Volkswagen.
Yeah!
Wow,
we did it! Jump off Paisei because he missed one call, but it's okay!
Okay. You want to see self-fucking?
It
goes by itself. Okay, hang on.
How does it know which lot you want?
No, so I turn on the parking assist, so now it's searching for where got lot. Then if cannot, you ask me to drive forward. Then can already, they say I press start. Then I let go the brake. Okay, I see ya.
Wow! Whoa.
Oh, no way!
I'm nervous.
I also no worry, my foot is on the brake, guys.
Wait, what?
Oh my god.
Okay, then wrong right, need to adjust.
Oh, so cool.
Oh, look at
no.
it.
Oh. Look at
then
it.
Please put your hands up, put your hands up.
It's not me.
Can barrier up also?
Can.
No oh. way.
Oh my god, it's so cool.
But oh, this mad eh.
Perfectly in the middle. Kind of.
Yo.
Well, it's still adjusting all the way to the end.
Yes, yeah.
Oi.
Very cool.
Okay, applause, round of applause for Volkswagen. Round of applause.
Okay, hi guys, so the original location that we're supposed to go to at Seng Poh Road, which is called Hong Heng Fried Sotong Prawn Mee, is sadly closed.
So right now we are at Yang Zhou Fried Hokkien Sotong Prawn Mee at 40 BO Crescent.
We apologize for the audio, it's raining, but we're still going to try the Hokkien Mee for you.
Thanks, John Paul. Thank you.
Okay. I go and pay. Okay, the food is here!
Okay!
Wow, got a steam!
Wow, this is not a presentation.
The chili looks different.
Very different.
The first look not same.
We ordered the $5 portion. It's already quite substantial. If I compare to the previous place, I think almost the same amount.
Yeah.
But they also have $6 and $7. So if you're very, very hungry, this place got you. Okay.
It's not feels more.
Yeah, I think it's more.
Does the white noodle not look thicker here?
Yeah.
There's also less egg than the previous place that we just went to.
Yeah. Yes. And the egg not so like brown. So we'll see.
Oh, it's not an immediate
impression. Relax.
He power through even though.
Power through. The seafood taste is like 300x the.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very not fishy, but like
prawny.
Prawny.
Wow. Power through.
Go for it!
You must use words with every cough.
This is not what I would associate as Hokkien Mee.
This is not Hokkien Mee.
What?
This feels too close to Summer Stingray.
Yeah.
But I like it. I personally, I prefer this flavor.
Okay.
I actually prefer the chili of the previous place. The flavor same. Wise. But I do wish that the previous place, the chili.
Oh, we got it more.
The chili got us, man.
I do wish that the previous place chili had a bit more spice.
3, 2, 1. 1 star. Okay, so the next location we're heading to is the east, which is the east side, back side.
Best.
Why Shum Sling call this place east side, back
side? No, because she's not
because
you're
the west. Yeah. Oh, okay, got it. Okay, we're headed to the next location, and while we head there, we have some questions. What are some pet peeves you have that trigger your road rage?
I think the worst one, right, is when people just don't give way and they are far away, you know. Like, you clearly have the space, right? They see the signal, right? Boom!
And if they have the instant talk of this EV, they will close the gap.
My pet peeve is with pet.
So it's a pet peeve.
Yeah, it's from time to time, because of it's difficult to change lane or whatnot. Then if you miss the exit, miss the exit. But pet cannot. Pet will get really upset. Like she will very kick on her. She seemed to need to tell me which lane to tell, to stick to.
So backseat driving.
I don't really get raged out by outside the car. I'm raged by the people in the car.
My net peeve.
Net peeve.
Very minor. Doesn't work. Very minor, but like, so when I do miss a turn, right, I can, she doesn't make it obvious, but she just go like,
ooh, that's worse.
Then it's like, but we're not in a hurry, right?
I don't think I ever road rage before.
No,
as a passenger, then he got all kinds of guailan. So he will road rage on my behalf. So like certain things happen, right? Then he will like, oi! Then like we drive past, right? Then he will like stare at the guy. Oh.
Okay, what happens if a person of the opposite sex, a colleague of the opposite sex, keeps offering to send your partner home?
What if it's a small detour?
Minimum 10-minute detour. Can or cannot?
I think at the start of my relationship, cannot.
So how long would you say into a relationship then you think it's like acceptable?
Eight months?
Years.
Huh?
8 years, you crazy. You changed how many jobs right there?
8 years, I'm on my third wife.
No, honestly, the savings now is crazy.
What if you know that the person is interested in your partner?
Absolutely.
That's crazy.
No, but you 8 years together already.
Oh yeah, like see, I trust her, I just don't trust the other person.
That's a cop out.
The argument stands. I think it doesn't make sense.
I think it makes perfect sense, because you know why not? This is not a situation like they are both sitting next together at work. This is a confined space, right, where the person is in control because they drive the car. They can easily say, I want you to do this now, if not, I'm going to drive into a ditch.
Then why are you okay if we're using private hire?
Because private hire, right?
Wait, where's the vlog cam? We need to vlog cam this gacha bitch.
No! That argument doesn't make any sense. Unlike if it's a friend, right? This guy's livelihood depends on Grab. Grab, all the details are being shared and it's available to anybody.
But likewise, you also don't know currently where the... You know, you need to call Grab to figure out the Grab driver's details.
No, so what I'm
you
saying
can call
that,
Ned's boss.
What I'm saying is that after today, right, Ned will be sending me their Grab details every single day. Because of John Paul, thanks so much, man.
No, okay, how about if, say for example, I'm driving a colleague of the opposite sex home, but you're also picking up your partner. So I mean, obviously the person sit in front first, right? When it's time to pick up your partner, should the person move to the back?
Yes. Absolutely yes. I would insist for the person to sit behind the first place.
Huh?
No lah. That's
you overthinking.
Then it makes people feel like you are thinking of something wrong.
Yeah.
No, it's just you're because I know that Ned is going to come in, right? Like at the front. Why do we need to do the whole shuffle thing? Is a queue?
Where I'm at, right, is that if it's just you and I in the car, sit in front.
Yeah.
I need you to offer to shuffle, and then Pat will say, no need. That to me is perfect day.
Okay, so right now we're at Geylang Long 29 for the charcoal fried Hokkien Mee.
So here with us now is Kurt. He's actually the managing director of Volkswagen Singapore.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
So Kurt has been in the automotive industry for more than 20 years, and currently he's been living in Singapore for how many?
Since 2019.
2019. So it's
shortly
about 5 years.
Before COVID.
20 years ago, EVs were not even on the road yet, right? What excites you the most about the electrification of vehicles?
Oh, there are many. First of all, of course, most important, sustainability. Effect out of the gas pipe, there is no CO2 emission.
Yeah, right.
I still think that driving is very important, and I think an electric car is, from this perspective, from my point of view, outstanding. The immediate torque and the smooth acceleration.
Yeah. Yeah.
Secondly, due to the battery pack in the middle of the car, very low gravity is a very, very good and I would say sporty and dynamic driving.
So is there a completely different approach required when designing an EV compared to an ICE car?
When you talk to the designers in the past, they said we were designing a car from outside in. Now they say we designed the car from inside out.
Oh.
because also of a lot of new driver assistance systems, of course, there is more attention on the inside regarding materials, I don't know, smell of car and colors.
I think one of the interesting challenges that people are facing with EVs is range anxiety. Mm. Yeah, like what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think for Singapore, it's not such a big issue because the distance people are driving is I would say, not too much. Also during, because of this urban environment, I think the charging infrastructure is here and growing, I think, day by day. I mean, Government has the green plan, has clear strategy. Even commercial shopping malls, more or less you find everywhere now. And in addition, when you look about the development of the EVs, 1 year, 2 years ago, we talked about a range of 350 kilometers.
Yeah.
Now we talk about 500, 700. Yeah. And so on. So right. Step by step, this is improving. And with the new ID 4 now, you have a range of plus 500.
So this is the Geylang Lorong 29 charcoal Hokkien Mee. And the reason why charcoal is in the name is that they're known for their smoky flavor because they use charcoal flavor. So People who like wok hei, which is that really like burnt but like savory taste.
You know what wok hei means?
You're gonna feel it here.
Yeah.
Perfect timing.
All right.
Whoa. Oh, really? Wow. Got the charcoal.
This looks correct.
Like the color.
This looks correct.
The colour of the charcoal.
Wow. I tell you why this place is promising, and this is an indicator you can tell in Singapore. So they close for a break and they open at 3. And we ask them, can we order now at 2:55? And they say no, we only start at 3. So when you have hawkers that are so arrogant, right? You know the food is very, very
confident.
Good.
Exactly. Yeah. They don't have to rely on
quality. The fact that it looks a little bit greyish is what really sells me.
Yeah.
Wow!
Can you taste the smokiness?
Whoa.
It's the first thing that hits you. Mm. Is that smoky, like, oh.
Delicious.
Mm. I can taste the wood.
Without chili.
Why?
You didn't put chili?
Because they use charcoal fire.
On that identify the wok.
Why it got so much difference?
There's so many layers there. Yeah. You solo it or? Solo got another level.
When you dream of eating Hokkien Mee, right, this is the taste you're dreaming of.
Yeah.
This is a wonderful in-between of the first two places that we had. And also like the mixture of the noodles and all of that, I think it tastes a lot better to me. Mm. Yeah.
I must say, the only one criticism I have, right, is that they didn't give enough chili. The previous two places, right, is overflowing with chili.
So there are 4 size options, $6, $10, $15, and $20.
$20?
Which is massive because this, if I'm not wrong, is a $6 option. Yeah, it's already very, very substantial for a single person.
Basically, Hokkien Mee, right, should be a family event, and so you buy a $20 version, everyone can dig in.
Okay, we're gonna rate the dish right now.
Okay? Together.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
One, two, three. Nice. Hey,
What is this?
I said this ketchup can. What was your first job in the automotive industry 20 years ago?
Ooh.
My first job in the automotive was in IT.
So you joined a car company to be the IT guy?
Yes.
Oh. Look at you! Wow. and then how long before you started working on cars?
Yeah, it was maybe 10 years.
Mm-hmm. 10 years. Okay. Actually, very difficult to design car.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, you kind of know the silhouette, then let's just do that. You can't. You gotta make sure it's new, it's different, it's face lifted, but when people see, even before I put the logo there,
no.
When I see the face, it must reflect that car.
Yeah, it's a new design with a lot of new things inside. You still feel the Volkswagen DNA.
Yes.
And you still feel this familiarity.
I do relate to that. My friend drives a VW and it goes in and it feels familiar yet very much upgraded. You don't feel like you're stepping into a machine you don't recognize.
I think that's right, Rodisio. It's an evolution and an upgrade.
Mm.
It's not totally different.
Yeah.
And I think that's the good thing because the success of, I think, Volkswagen and all the cars was also this solidity, German engineering. Mm. And I think also this you find in our new electric cars in the ID4.
Yeah, I think something about me is like when I drive, everything is muscle memory. So when I borrow someone's car, right, and I try to adjust certain things, it's like, oh, wait a minute, that's not where it is. And I guess like what you're seeing with the DNA is that everything is where it should be.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay, so thank you very much, Kurt, for joining us, and thank you, Geylang Lorong 29, for this nice Hokkien Mee. We'll see you at the next location.
What do you guys think about when you drive? Is it like random stuff or is it like conversation? Because I know like I always replay or like I have like fake hypothetical conversations in my head when I drive.
There's also this phenomenon that happens in drivers and it has been recorded multiple times where the driver just zone out. You don't remember the last 20-30 minute drive, but you have been driving safely and you've arrived at your destination.
Yeah, that's me. That's me.
This happens to me.
Autopilot. Yeah. Scary, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like this is a simulation, I tell you.
Oh, the person press fast forward.
Yeah. You know that movie Click?
Yeah.
He did the same thing. He just fast forward through the boring parts.
How did we end up
JB
here?
Travel Guide.
Okay. You all change money already? You change money already?
The money he's giving out now, you see the envelope. Yeah.
Like when people describe Singapore as very fast paced, are the people in the West just very confused? I can't believe I allow the East to stoop to a level when I say Elias is the bottom mall. No, this is the bottom mall.
I think I've really never been here before.
It really is like from a different time, yeah.
Just now we on the way when we're clearing the checkpoint quite jam also, so it took quite a while to get here.
Yeah, you see they cannot build very high also.
You see like there are trees here behind you. It's printed.
Even the rain here like not wet.
It's like the rain doesn't want to be here.
So just as a side quest, we've also enjoyed rating Choa Chu Kang specifically today. You can send us other neighbourhoods to visit, right? And we'll visit and we'll tell you whether it's a good neighbourhood.
We are your property specialist.
We are your friendly neighbourhood. You already have actually on a friendly channel called MOSG.
So she's here.
Welcome to my turn.
TDK.
What? TDK on three. 1, 2, 3.
TDK.
Oh, okay, Shams. Okay, so Shams is with us right now.
Welcome, Shams.
This is it, guys.
You know how much we sacrificed to get here.
It's crazy. I fell asleep and woke up 3 times there on the right here.
Okay, so we're at the final and most important location. Shams recommendation. This is the reason why we did this whole trip, this whole video.
Why is this the best Hokkien Mee?
This is the best Hokkien Mee. Because there are two types of Hokkien Mee, right? The dry kind and the wet kind.
Yes.
If you like wetter kind, this is the best. Because all the zup, all the goodness are all in together.
Okay, so to decide and settle who pay for this.
Yes.
This is the last.
Open for y'all.
Envelope.
I'm exempt from this as a reward for driving for the whole day.
Okay.
And thank you. I already know what the answer.
Well done. Okay, fair enough.
Question 1. What is the estimated range for the 2024 ID4 GTX?
John.
A. Oh, there you go.
No, cannot. Oh, okay.
There you go.
500 plus. Cannot like that.
Daniel. 550 km.
Wrong. Okay. A. 550 km.
Oh.
B. 480 km.
Not that one.
C. 500
Jonathan Chua C.
And you don't hear the Correct!
Yeah.
What is the estimated charging time for the ID4 GTX
Jonathan
to go
Chua.
From 10 to 80%?
Don't listen,
Jonathan Chua. 28 minutes.
Wrong.
Daniel. 26 minutes.
Correct! The ID4 GTX has a driver assistance system that helps the driver to park the car.
Mm.
This system is called
Wagon.
A. Park assistant. B. Parking aid enhanced. C. Enhanced parking guidance. And D. Park assist plus.
Daniel.
Oh.
A.
Wrong.
Jonathan Chua.
Okay.
Between B or D. Can you help me out? What do you think?
What was D and D again?
Never mind. Just B or D. Just
B.
Go. D.
D?
Yeah.
Correct!
Yes!
I was going to say D as well, but eliminate for me. Fuck
so, 2 points, 1 point.
Zero!
Yeah. Alright, thank you so much.
Like Chinese
wedding.
Thank you.
Hey, I must say the orange plate makes it look very appetizing.
Huh?
Okay, so Shams did say that the one here is more moist.
Yes.
And that is true just based on pure looks.
Correct.
Now.
Yeah.
And the chili makes a difference.
Very so far, it's quite interesting because every single Hokkien Mee place that we've gone, the chili looks very different.
Yeah, for me,
really?
Yeah.
Cheers!
Hokkien Mee!
Okay, in all honesty, I think it's a decent plate of Hokkien Mee.
Yeah.
It meets the bare minimum requirement of what Hokkien Mee is supposed to be.
Yeah, I disagree.
Okay, what is lacking?
You better be in support.
I think it's very nice. I think the broad, you know how in the previous location we talked about how this one tastes very prawny? This one is also prawny but it's different. It's the belacan kind of prawny.
Yeah, it's
the shrimp paste kind of prawny.
The takeaway is it's damn good.
I think if this was the first plate that we had today, I would have said, wow, not bad. But I think because we had at least two very, very good plates of Hokkien Mee today, right? It's very difficult to put this anywhere near those other two. I think the chili saved the dish by a lot.
Yeah.
I agree. As in, the main thing that I noticed first was that the proportion of the yellow noodle to the white noodles, right? Yes, it's quite different from what we've eaten so far.
Yeah.
So this one, there's way more white noodles. And so when you chew, right, I think you can taste the difference.
In fact, it's
the
different.
Bite, the bite is
really
different.
Do you notice that there's only a third noodle?
The meat is also a thin noodle.
I'm realizing that this one is not extreme in terms of like the I want to go for the a lot of wok hei, I want to go for the crazy extreme strong flavor. It's simple enough that I want to keep eating it.
Yeah. Balanced.
And it actually has quite a good proportion of the liao. So the egg and then the sotong and then the prawn is also quite fat. Yeah.
What's fantastic though? Fantastic. You know, I must give it to that one. There's no taugeh.
Absolutely no taugeh. This is the only one we've had today with no taugeh.
Oh my god, I didn't realize.
There's a plus for Jong Chua. Hokkien Mee has no smell. I'm now realizing that we have not commented on the smell so far ever. You know that chicken rice, obvious.
Like if your mother made chicken it, right, you wouldn't be like, oh my god, it's Hokkien Mee Day.
Yeah.
Just won't know what she's making.
Mom, no, you never cook.
Then she take out one giant.
Sorry. Another thing I have to minus is that you cannot, only can you scan.
Oh yeah.
Okay, on the count of three. 3, 2, 1.
Not nice me.
Hey, what's the problem?
I'm being honest.
No, one star is because if I'm around here, I don't mind eating this.
No, but you would choose this out every day. Yeah, out every day. This is what you choose.
Like, say if I'm here on a random Sunday, would I have this for lunch or anything else?
Yeah.
I don't think.
Yes.
Oh, remember who give you point?
I do wonder, right, what I would have rated it if we came here first.
I think
that this rating for me is fair because we've also tried others, and I think as compared to everything that we have tried, right, I would not give this a go.
Yeah. To me, it's not as good as number two. Even though number two was okay.
I prefer this to two.
I think it's very much worth a detour. Just to understand what the f*** is talking about.
Yes.
But it's quite nice.
You're propping up this business.
Okay, and that concludes our Hokkien Mee expedition.
This was really fun, guys.
Excellent.
The most time we spent together.
Well, you all traveled the whole of Singapore today.
You're still going for it.
Yeah.
Okay, so thanks guys for joining us for this episode and shout out to Volkswagen for sponsoring this video.
Thank you very much! I had the time of my life.
We did, going out of the studio and all.
Yeah.
So how was driving the ID.4?
I had a lot of fun and I think it's not just because I love driving. I think like an EV is quite a different experience as compared to a petrol car. So like the ways they like keep you safe, like the technology is very different and then it's such a smooth ride. So I really enjoyed myself.
Is it smooth as a petrol also?
Thank you!
It really was. So if you want to experience it for yourself, you can head down to the Volkswagen showroom at Alexandra Road. Thanks for joining us on the Hokkien Mee adventure. If you want to see more adventures like this, let us know in the comments down below what other food you want to try, what other neighborhood you want to go see.
You want us to roast?
Roasting neighborhoods.
You want roasted pork or roasted neighborhood? You say?
Okay, see you guys in the next video. Bye.